The West Side, the West Side. Some call it the best side. Come along for the good ride. On the West Side, the West Side. West Side, the West Side. Some call it the best side. Come along for the good ride. On the West Side, West Side. Born and raised, cussed and prayed, seen some days. We've seen some days, America, haven't we? West Side, South Side, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, all over America. We have seen some days, right, Paulie?
That's right.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Ricky Hendon Show. This is Papa Rick. I'm sitting in for my son, young Rick. He's on vacation. This will be, I think, my last show of this month, Paulie. So, you know, you all want to talk to me, call in, call in. Rick will be back next week. And, you know, we're sponsored by Truth Italian Restaurant, 56 East Pershing Road. They are still open. The hours are limited, but they start with breakfast at 8 a.m. And hopefully, Paulie, we won't go into quarantine next week. And they can stay open.
Yeah.
This another quarantine would be a backbreaker, wouldn't it?
Were they doing like curbside pickup or anything like that?
Well, they were doing curbside pickup, and then they have the patio.
Mm-hmm.
So they got you could dine outside. So they were doing they're still doing the dining outside. So stop by Truth. You better, you know, go over the weekend just in case. But they will be, they are open right now. Also, I want to mention a condominium that's for sale at in Oak Park, my friend Earl. They're at 222 North Marion, 222 North Marion. You can find it on homesnap.com. That's homesnap.com. It's a nice two-bedroom condominium, 222 North Marion, right by the Lake Street L, Harlem exit. So it's wonderful transportation, lots of restaurants right there in beautiful, warm Oak Park. Well, you know, we're going to talk about Donald Trump today and the presidency, of course. Got to get that in. But at 4:30, we'll be joined by State Representative LaShawn Ford. We're going to discuss cannabis, what happened in court, the people who kind of cheated or made the perfect 21 scores, went to court trying to force the rigged lottery to go forward. And they lost, Paulie. So we want to congratulate, thank the court system for doing the right thing and giving the governor the opportunity to fix the mess because it needs to be fixed. So we'll be talking about that about 4:30. I'm going to go straight on to the phones. We got Roosevelt on line two. Hey, Roosevelt, welcome to the Ricky Hendon Show. 773-763-9278. 773-763-9278. Had to get that in there, Roosevelt. Somebody's asking on Facebook here. All right, go right ahead.
Ricky!
What's up, Ruru?
What's up, my man? Hey, listen, I wanted to, I think you overlooked something last week. I wanted to.
What was that?
I ended your show with singing Celebrate, if you remember correctly.
Yes.
I hope Verlon and Jim call up.
Oh,
something
God.
Went over your head that you didn't notice. When you made a bet with those two guys, there was no rules of whether the votes had to be
certified. Right, right. Well, Verlon was a man about it, but Jim Economos, he's acting like. And then the crazy thing is, you know, I've had him on my show as a guest before. You know, he wanted to know, do I want to have him on today? I mean, dude, you won't even pay me. You know, you paid a bet, put your money where your mouth is on Donald Trump, all cocky and everything. Then you lose, and you start talking that certification mess, you know?
Exactly. And this proves the point that I've always said. Trump supporters are like Trump. They change the rules. Well, look what Trump is doing. So Jim changed the rules. He goes, until they're certified. I remember because I replayed your show.
Right.
On my TV, and I said, ain't that something? And if it would have been the other way around, Ricky, you would have been a man about it.
I would have come in. Now, I might not have taken him to dinner because of COVID or whatever, but I would have gave him $100. You know what I'm saying? Go on and get you something to eat. You know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm starving for the money or nothing. But if you bet and you're so adamant about it and so fierce and all want to argue and spit and everything, you know, over Donald J. Trump, well, he got his butt beat. He needs to leave. You need to pay up.
And Ricky, that's exactly where I'm going. 306 Biden is at right now. The exact number.
306 Electoral College votes, right?
Yep.
And you only need 270. So all of this, that Donald Trump, they want to sue, they want to go to court. Do you know, and for this for my Republican friends and callers, they have got kicked out of every courtroom so far, every state, every courtroom, Republican governors, Republican secretary of state. They lost every time. So why not do the right thing, keep American democracy strong, and get out?
And one more thing, Ricky. Another thing that's sad is you welcomed all these Trump supporters last week, but there was only two guys. Isn't that funny? And remember before the election, they were hammering you on the head saying...
Oh, they were trying to hammer me. I won't say they were hammering me. They were giving me all I could take. But, of course, they're coward. Do you know I haven't heard from Stephanie Trussell in ages? Yeah. It's like they just, got quiet.
And silent. And I remember you saying you were going to invite her to the show. And I remember her saying she was going to be on.
They don't want to come. They don't want to come. What they want is a coup d'etat that would keep Trump in the presidency. It's not going to happen. And I thank you for your call.
Thank you, Ricky.
All right, let's go to Holly on line 3. Hi, Holly. Welcome to the Ricky Hinton Show.
Hi, Ricky. I listen to you all the time.
I love that.
Ricky, I've got to tell you, as a white person, I voted for Biden, but I really resent these Trumpsters that are out there demonstrating, and they look like they came out of the movie Deliverance. And I deeply resent it. It's like every time I see them, I think of Deliverance, and it's like, come on,
it's sad.
It's reality already.
I said let's give them love for leading up to the election and a week after, be kind to Republicans Day. But I'm like you now. I can't take them anymore. I'm not going to be nice and kind to them anymore because they've gotten to be absolutely ridiculous. And the million person march on Washington, really?
There is no million man march. It may be a couple of thousand.
Exactly. They used the old picture from the Million Man March that I actually went to. I had more busloads than showed up, just my one West Side group, than they had out there. But the sad part is, this is the greatest country in the world, and we're being put on display for the world to laugh at. And to look at and ridicule and say, see, you thought America was so great. Look at you.
Well, Republicans, I think a majority of them have accepted the election results.
I don't know. I'm really not quite sure of that because I have some black ones darker than midnight oil, and they just still want to argue with me and everything. And I'm like, get out, get your black butt out my face. Really, y'all lost. I don't know what they smoking. I mean, we'll be talking about cannabis in a minute. They clearly aren't smoking the good weed. I don't know what they drinking. I really don't know, Holly.
It's a cult.
Yeah, you might be right. You might be right.
Yeah.
I appreciate you listening.
Along with Jim Jones.
Yeah,
they've
been drinking that Kool-Aid. I got a couple of them on the line hold right now, so I'm going to go to them. Maybe they can tell us what's up. Thank you for your call. All right, let's go to Matt on line 1. Then we'll go keep going. We're going to get all y'all in. Hey, Matt.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Certainly.
I'll be brief. Ahem. We won. Biden won. Get over it, you sad sacks.
Don't curse him. Just
4 years.
Say whatever you want, but don't curse him. Go ahead, Matt.
For four years. You people, meaning Republicans, not you people.
I know.
People,
we know what you're talking about.
Okay, just to clarify, you people sat there and said, get over it. Hillary lost.
Sure did.
And yet, you still went on about the dang email.
And guess what? And Hillary, and Matt, let me put one thing there real quick. And Hillary, went on and accepted the results and moved on with her life. That's the saddest part, Matt.
Yes,
not that they lost, but that they won't move on with their lives.
And you know all those pictures you see of the MAGA people sitting there in the street crying and everything?
Crying. Crying over Donald Trump. Have you noticed how white his hair is now?
4 years ago.
Have you noticed how white his hair is all of a sudden?
I did notice that.
It's like he's just, he got hurt so bad, his hair turned white. I don't think he was dying at all. I think it was really gold like that, and he just couldn't accept the defeat, and his hair turned white. Sad. Thanks for your call, Matt. You know it's only an hour show now, so
really evil.
We can't talk as much.
You gotta be really evil for
your hair to turn white.
You gotta be really evil.
Matt. I got a lot of
for Paris Church bells.
I got a lot of calls, my friend Jim, on line 4. Hey, Jim. Yeah, we was talking about you.
Hello.
Yes, Jim. We were talking about you.
Yes, sir. Well, that's good. Actually, I wanted to come and be in studio with you this week, but you didn't get my message.
Well, I got the message, but I have LaShawn Ford, state representative, coming in at 4:30. I thought it was going to be 4 o'clock. I don't want to talk about Trump the rest of my life. I mean, a lot of things are going on, including the updates about cannabis and how the social equity people, we finally look like we might be winning. And we'll do it another day. But in addition to that, you was talking last week like you didn't even owe me no money.
Well,
we bet you lost.
Certified.
I want my money.
Well, you stole me from the first time, but that's not a problem.
Because we never said nothing about certified. I was a caller just reminded me when you were on my show, you and Verlon. Yeah. Neither one of you said when the votes are certified and after court cases have been litigated. You do know, maybe you don't know, but I'll tell you this, and I hope you've heard it. Trump's people have lost in every court case thus far, and it's been about 8 of them. Did you know that?
Well, I think there's other ones that they
did. You know, Jim. See, this denial stuff. This denial stuff. You know, it's got to be narcotics, or serious alcohol, moonshine, bootleg, the Kool Aid, the lemonade. What are you doing, Jim? All I asked you, and you're a very intelligent man. That's why it pisses me off so much. It troubles me so much. Jim, do you know that Trump has need you in the studio because you are, at least Verlon will admit the obvious. You won't even admit the obvious. Goodbye, Jim. I can't do it. I can't do it. I just can't. I don't understand how somebody who won't admit that they've lost in every case, Paulie. Every court.
A denial of the truth. That's every Trump supporter.
Just denial of the truth. It's amazing. And this is WCPT, What Facts Matter. He lost. Sheesh. And he wants to be a guest like I can have him sit next to me. You know, acting like Trump didn't lose, like anyone will still talk stuff. Jim, keep the steak dinner, bro. I'm black. I'll eat chicken, okay? Popeyes right down the daggum street. Dude, I just don't get it, Paulie. What's wrong with them? Trump supporters, if any of you will accept the defeat, please call in. We need some logic. We need some level-headedness. Please call in to the Ricky Hennis Show, 773-763-9278, 773-763-9278. And if you're still in denial like Jim, or if you went to Washington or whatever, call in and let me know why. I love to figure y'all out. Let's go to Debbie. Hey, Debbie.
Hey, Ricky, it's good to hear you.
It's good to hear you, too. I wasn't sighing at you. I'm just...
You have so much more knowledge than the other Ricky that I think you really need to school him a bit.
Well, I got about 40 years on him, you know? I got
the
about
callers are much, but the callers are much smarter than him, and he really needs to get up to snuff if he's going to get. He's going to sit in your chair.
Well, you know what I think it is? I don't think that they're much smarter than him. Ricky is much more tolerant than I am. And Ricky's approach on life is, I'm serious. I mean, I know my son very well.
Even in terms of knowledge.
His approach.
I was sitting here and I was answering all of them in my head.
I got you. But his approach and mine is different. And I celebrate the differences, even though he'll let them go on and on and on because he's much more tolerant. He has lived long enough to know sometimes you got to do what I do and just cut them off, you know. And he hates arguments, you know what I mean? But go ahead, Debbie.
That's the least resistance. Anyway, I wanted to say, you know, one thing we don't need is. We don't need your Verlans and your Jims to stir up the pot there. You know, we know what's happening, and we know what their thing is, and we don't need to listen to their psychobabble. You know, it's really true. And the other thing is, as far as the Trump voters go, I was watching this march this morning, and they were being interviewed. You know, they were being interviewed by this really great reporter who wouldn't take no for an answer. And she was asking these people about it, and they were like, we don't listen to your news. We listen to what the people say and what the people say online and what we post. And so as far as things go, it's really frightening because they've got their own little world going on here, and that's going to continue. So for them to get the message, it's not going to happen. They believe what they believe.
Well,
and they believe whatever Trump tells them. And, you know, that's real scary.
But part of what's going on, Debbie, two things. One, people need to understand that the money Trump is raising for his court fights, he can use for anything. People need to.
And he will.
And he will. You know, I don't think he's just paying the lawyers. You know, people need to understand that he can transfer that money. He can.
He never pays anybody. He stiffs people all the time. I'm a model and I did a job and it was for a major department store and it was presenting one of his products.
Uh-huh.
And this was back in the 90s. And do you know that he stiffed the model?
Wow. I'm not surprised.
I mean, the little bit that we got paid, not only that, but he hit on every one of us.
I'm also not surprised at that. I mean, I know you were gorgeous, still fine, but, you know, like you say, he just hit on anybody. It's amazing that he could get elected president. But I wanted to drop another thing in here that I think is going on, and that's the internal fight for the soul of the Republican Party. And that's why I like talking to Republicans. I think that, you know, the man did get 70 million votes. And this is why I kind of side with Rick a little. More letting them talk and let's hear them out. You know, he's young. He still thinks we can win them over. I think we can win a few of them over. But I'm kind of more like you now, like it's a lost cause.
Yeah,
But he got 70,000 votes. I mean, 70 million. We can't just ignore that, right?
I get that. And I think it's up to 73 and Biden's up to 78. So Biden got 5 million more.
Right. 5 million. Record-breaking numbers. And I'm an independent, this is thought just came to my head because Willie Wilson, who I supported for U.S. Senate, didn't make it, but he just formed an independent Democratic organization. Because I'm an independent, I'm not just stuck on voting for Democrats, especially when they're wrong. One time, a Democrat was running for treasurer, had a meeting with the Black Caucus, and to our face, Debbie, 30 black elected officials in the room, and one of the aldermen asked him about fairness and jobs, and the Democrat, he's an Irish guy, said, "I don't believe in affirmative action. I hire whoever I want to." We had to go with the Republican. You know what I mean? You don't just so when you got a Democrat like that, you gotta. You know what I mean? So.
Fortunately, those are fewer and further between.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was a one-time thing. But the Democratic Party, the leaders told us, suck it up, you know, support them anyway. And we told them where they could go.
Look what they do for Trump. I mean, look what the Republican guys do for Trump. They support him.
Yeah, they support him no matter what. And that's why I try to engage them. The whole week I was on my Facebook thing, was be nice to Republicans. And now I'm kind of up to here, as they say. But we still got to hear them out. I got a couple on the line right now, so I'm going to have to let you go so we can hear them out, okay?
Well, it's great to hear you, and I wish you well, and happy holidays.
I'll be here. Young Rick said I could be here at least once a month, so we're working it out now. It'll probably be the last Saturday in every month, because it's his show now.
Forward to it.
All right. I look forward to hearing from you, too, when I'm all here. Okay.
Happy holidays.
All right, you too. All right, let's go to Chris on line one. He is a Trump supporter. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the Ricky Hinton Show.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm sure you were listening. You see the flack I get just for taking Republican supporters' calls or having them on my show? I don't think that's quite fair, but it is what it is. But I took your call anyway, Chris.
Well, first of all, I'll say I really like your show. I like Dick Kay. The only time I listen to this channel is on the weekend, and I really do like the lineup. I like the lineup in the afternoons.
And I love coming behind the Dick Kay show. He's a little more stringent than I am, but it's a great show.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I'm not in agreement all the time.
Right.
But once in a while, I do agree with them.
And that's good enough. That's good enough for me. I don't adhere to the ones who don't want me to have any Republicans on my show as guests or take Republican callers because they don't want to hear what you got to say. I think we have to communicate, Chris.
So do I. But I would just, because I just heard that all Trump supporters are in denial. I think most of them has accepted what's coming. And I think Trump was good for the country for 4 years. I'm ready for the change of power. I think that that power changes hands. It's a good thing, and I don't want to see that end. You know, I think that's one of the best things of this country, that power does change hands.
Right. And one thing I said, not to cut you off, is that if I was advising President-elect Biden right now, I would say don't undo everything Trump did. If you find one or two things that are working, keep them working. Don't undo it just because a Republican did it. Just like I had a problem with, I thought Trump wanted to get rid of Obamacare just because it was called Obamacare instead of Affordable Care Act. You know, don't get personal with this stuff. That's how we hurt our country. I mean, that was just my opinion. If it had been called the Affordable Care Act, and I think having Obama's name on it bothered Trump. I really do.
Well, I don't think it's always affordable for everybody, but obviously the health care situation is a touchy subject, and I'm not here to get into that today. Yeah,
okay, go ahead. So whatever else you want to talk about, finish up with me. Go ahead.
No, the only thing is, what bothers me is when they pigeonhole, try to tell all Trump supporters.
Are the same, right.
Democrats.
I get it.
They're so individual, and it's just not fair, and it's wrong to be talking like that.
All right.
On either side. But I just want to let you know there's some Republicans. I'm conservative, not Republican. But
right.
Some of us that really like what you're doing, and we like the show, and we think you're entertaining.
Well, I appreciate it. And let me tell you something. I'm conservative on a lot of things, especially when it comes to taxes. I was very hard against the sugar tax. When I was senator, state senator, I got rid of the gasoline tax for 4 years. That's conservative. So you can be a conservative Democrat, and you can be a liberal Republican. You know what I mean? We don't have to be cookie cutter. Yeah. I agree with you there.
And as far as taxes go, hey, we work hard for our money. We want you to spend it wisely.
That's exactly. And I want to keep as much of it as I can. And what I give the government, I want us to see it really go to the schools and the military and not into no politician's pocket. And that's no matter what political party they are. You know, the one thing I hate the most is we stuck in a two-party system. And then it, you know, just lends itself to us fighting, in my opinion. I really appreciate your call, Chris.
Okay, well, you have a good afternoon.
All right, let's go to P-Ray on line two. This should be interesting. Hi, P-Ray.
Hey, Mr. Hinton. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday to you, and I'm glad you're calling to my show. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you. I'm calling to say that as a Trump supporter here in Chicago on the West Side, I think that it was very interesting to me as a part of the Black intellectual class that so many of my people voted for Joe Biden. I mean, even if they didn't want to vote for Donald Trump, the fact that they voted for Joe Biden with all of this information out.
But it was only two choices, really. I mean, this time there was a... I mean, last time there were at least two independents that had some standing and name recognition. There was nobody but these two. And, you know, me and you have had this discussion before. I hate the two-party system. I just do. So people... I'm going to go for the Black intellectual people as well as the you know, people in the street. They had no other choice other than to not vote at all. And I was certainly hoping that turnout was up, and I'm so glad that it was among all people, but especially among Black people, because we had sunk to like 15% turnout.
No, but you know, when Obama was running, I didn't vote first. Remember I told you I ran away to Africa because I didn't like Obama and Ron. So I voted at the embassy in Senegal, and there were five people on the ballot, and I voted for Jill Stein because I didn't like how Prince was governing Indiana. But something happened that he kind of turned me off.
Right, and so Jill Stein has a lot of wonderful ideas. But, you know, this year there wasn't no one of that stature. You know what I'm saying?
Jorgensen. Did you look her up at all?
Well, I'm just, you know, I'm straight up honest with everybody. Even when Biden was at his lowest point, and my son and Lady B and everybody pretty much at the station was with Bernie Sanders, I was like, no way, you know, I gotta ride with Biden. So I rode with Biden all the way. But I appreciate your call. I'm about to pivot to another subject, but I appreciate your call. Let me clear the lines, and then I can sue, because I got State Representative LaShawn Ford on hold. Thank you, P-Ray. All right, we're going to make sure we let LaShawn know I'm coming right to him. John, let's go to John on line two. We'll get rid of him real quick. John, I'm about to switch subjects, but go right ahead.
Well, what I want to talk about real quickly is the 70 million votes that Trump got.
Right.
I think people felt and realized that, you know, the 70 million people that voted for Trump heard the dog whistle. I mean, these are the same people that really didn't want to see America change.
Well, 73 million now, which broke all records other than what Joe Biden got. So all of them didn't hear the dog whistle. Some people, I believe, in this country are just racist. I mean, I'm just, you know, I just got to put it down there like that, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. And for any Black person that voted for Trump, I think what they fail to realize is that they need to go on down to Mississippi, get on down in them hills and say, hey, listen, I voted for Trump. And see how well that they will be taken those white.
All right. I appreciate your call. I'm about to change subject. I'm going to go to Maine, and then I'm going to my guest. Hey, man, you on the Ricky Henderson Show? You got it real quick, guys. I got a new, we're changing subjects.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to mention, now that we have Biden in there, what about ending trickle down? And then, and on top of that,
and I hope we do. Let me say this: if Maine, it's up to the Black elected officials to put pressure on the president, the Democrats, to get things for our people. And if we don't do it, if the Black congressmen and the Black senators don't do it, the Black mayors, then that's on us. I'm not going to put that on Joe Biden. I've heard him say he's going to be right by our people, but it's on our elected officials to push that point. Thank you for your call.
Yeah.
All right. LaShawn Ford, let's go to line. Our guest, State Representative LaShawn Ford. How you doing, my friend?
Good, pretty Ricky.
Hey, you know, he the only one call me that. Listen, I really appreciate you taking the time out on this day to come on the Ricky Henderson Show, my son's show, with me. You're doing such a great job. I wanted people to know what you're doing in the cannabis space to make sure we got equity so that all people, Black, brown, white, women, men, can participate in the cannabis industry as it grows. So thank you for calling and being my guest today, LaShawn.
Thank you, Senator. Let me just tell you before we get diving into and puffing on this issue. You know, my mother and my family still talks about the party you threw in Springfield.
Springfield.
Inauguration.
Woo!
You know, I've been inaugurated several times, and you have. There's been no party that took care of black people and everybody that felt. I mean, you turned it out in Springfield.
Well, you know, I have a love for life, man.
I love you.
I have a love for life. And even in that, I know the party. I remember that one. We had a two-story suite, two floors at the hotel. We had beer whiz going up on one floor. We were dancing on the other floor. We had food, drinks. We had a great time. And the white Republicans was the last ones to leave. Remember?
You had everybody there.
Because it didn't matter. It really doesn't matter what party you're from or what race you are. And if you can just enjoy this life, and right now it's so fleeting with COVID and all that, you know, just enjoy life. And I loved your family. We had a great time. Now, you're introducing this trailer bill to House Bill 1438 in Springfield. I know it got kicked to January, right? Explain that, because some people said they kicked down because they didn't want to pass the cannabis trailer bill. I'm like, they have a lot of things on the docket that are being delayed because of COVID-19. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of bills that we needed to override of the governor, that the governor vetoed.
Okay.
We need to pass a black agenda that we've been working on under the leadership of Senator Kimberly Lightfoot, and we needed to do that. And there's other bills that we have that we wanted to pass. So it's a very, very sad thing that we won't be able to go and deal with the issues during veto.
Well, let me say this, Representative Ford. I'd rather you be alive, and I know we're all tired of Zoom and all this and all that, but I was trying to explain to some people, this kind of business that the Representative Ford and the Speaker and Kim and the President of the Senate and the Governor eventually have to deal with, you want to be face-to-face, I think, you know, to look people in the eye. Because when you're trying to get those things we need to fix the cannabis bill, sometimes you got to look those representatives in the face and say, why or why not, right? You don't want to.
You know what? Let me tell you, that is so true. And that's where your experience plays in to teach. Because we could go to Springfield and pass things. If we go there and there's no lobbyists there to make sure that it's right before we pass it, that's bad.
Right.
And that's one of the main reasons why we really can't go, because we could go down there as legislators.
But the community can't come down there.
Nope.
And see, that's what I was trying to explain to some of the activists on the cannabis legalization who just wanted to be right and want to have a fair lottery. If we can't go down there and testify on the bill, they won't be hearing from the Latino sister who came forward and was talking about how her and her family had put up all of their money and know they got the answers right and couldn't even get their test score. You won't hear from the black veteran who didn't make it by one point, you know, one little point because they didn't like his building, and his building was virtual. It's a drawing, you know. So we want to be able to come down there and come before you, and that will help you convince some of the people who may not want to change it to change it if they hear from regular people. Am I right or wrong?
You're right. That's the way I do believe, and I know that you've had your mind made up on bills going into the day, walking into the Capitol, and then when you go to those hearings and people start knocking on your door saying, we need you to hear this, your vote changes.
Right, exactly.
And that's what happens down in Springfield. That's why we got to get more black people down there with our issues so that we could flip votes.
Yeah, more blacks, more progressives, more Latinos as well. Now, I want to talk real quick about the bill because I did want to pivot at the halfway point. I appreciate your time. One thing that happened in court this week, SBIL went to court. This is a big white company. They're in the lottery 20 times, right? They got 20 chances to win a license. Or you could only have 10. They're in there 20 times. Game the system, clearly. They grabbed a couple of black groups with them. who also kind of did little stuff. They went to court. They said, well, maybe some people did stuff wrong, but we didn't. So go forward with the lottery no matter what, even though there's some stuff that don't look right. The courts ruled against them, and I wanted to thank the courts for that today, and the Attorney General Kwame Raoul for fighting it. JB got a win, and part of what your legislation would do coming behind that would be to allow a different way to look at the scoring, and what all would you, the if you as much as you can, with the trailer bill entail, because the legislative intent was to, which was to increase the ownership and not just be 99.9% white male owned, but let other people own them as well, especially in our communities. What kind of things are you tweaking? Are you looking at expanding it or letting more people into the lottery? How's that looking?
You know, I think what's been so good, even though we haven't been able to go to Springfield and convince our members, we've had meetings on Zoom with advocates, and they've been sending letters. Thank you for organizing them, and thank all the other groups for digging in to this issue and helping write a trailer bill and helping get the deficiency notice issue on the front street. So we do believe that the intent of the law will become the law of the land moving forward. But we have to remember that there's a law on the books right now, and it's unfortunate that it's going to hurt at the beginning, because there will be more rich people getting rich, getting out the gate before some of the social equity applicants, probably.
Right.
But I do believe that from the work that you've been doing and people that's been working hard, I think that it's going to give those social equity applicants a chance to have even a greater shot at owning a cannabis dispensary.
Okay, you mentioned
now.
You mentioned fixing the discrepancies or deficiencies. KPMG did the scoring. They sent it down to Florida. A new group, Indelible Solutions, helped them do the scoring, hired college students, and they did not grade the scores the right way. So the effort by the governor's office to help people fix their deficiencies would bring people's scores up. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And there is we believe that from meeting with your group and many other groups, that there were people that already, they just didn't get scored properly on technicality.
Right. And no one ever got a perfect score in America. And all of a sudden you get 21 groups get perfect scores in Illinois. It just doesn't pass the smell test. Why do you have to have a perfect score? So under your trailer bill, having a perfect score will not be required going forward. Is that right?
That's our hope, that it will not be required.
And I meant to say your hope, you know, because I mean, like, I know there's only certain things you can say while you're trying to pass the bill.
Right.
But the hope would be perfect score would not be required.
That's right. And that the from learning from you all the advocates and the people, not just advocates, but business people that invested like you and others, you've said that we have to do something about the veterans situation, because that veteran situation put people at a disadvantage.
Right. So the veterans,
that's a strong thing that we got to look at.
The veterans' preference will not outweigh the social equity preference, which was why it was not a veterans program. It was a social equity applicants program, which is the poor people, the black and brown and the people from the community. So the veterans thing will get watered down a little and not dominate the program. Is that what you're saying? Hopefully.
Exactly. There will be a cut score, so to speak. That's, you know, so that people don't have to worry about, you know, the veterans' preference, and
right,
there'll be a cut score, which
and, you
would
know,
make it, that would be fair.
And, you know, I like to lay everything out there. People know that I applied, and we have two veterans on our application, and we were supposed to get some points for having veteran owners, black veteran owners, and they gave me zero for veterans. And I'm like, I got two veterans. You know? So it's that kind of thing.
Now, Senator, that's a technical, that might be a technical deficiency that you never got the right point.
Right, exactly.
You don't have a deficiency. You might have a technical
issue. I don't have a real deficiency. That's why I was saying that I don't want to fix nothing because I don't really have a deficiency. My two veterans should have been worth some points, and then I would have been in the 240-something range, and A is an A. So I did have one on Facebook because I'm glad we got time to talk about this. You never said that you support the rich companies getting one. You just said that the law's on the book and they got a head start. That's the truth. And even my group, just to put this out there because I want people to know, even my group that I'm part of, and we all disagree, we don't agree 100%, but if you throw everybody out, which is the black guy in the wheelchair and some of these people who did cut a deal with the big white folk or whatever, if you throw everything out, you got to start all the way back over, and then no African-Americans or Latinos or women will have any chance until 2022. So some of them may still end up in the mix, in the lottery, but would you limit their number of chances, which was our biggest issue, because some of them had 30, 40 chances. Is there any discussion about limiting their number of chances?
Absolutely. That is definitely the governor. The governor learned from the errors of the ways. I don't know if the governor had an interest in his own way at on the front end. I would like to hope not. He's a billionaire.
Right.
But we have learned that things have to change. And to hear it to the hardcore reality, everybody's not going to be happy. And it's disappointing that the legislation was written and passed the way it was, but we got to pick up now
right.
to make sure that we realize that those people that spent and invested, that they still have a fair shot at
and that's all we ask. Let me say this. I think, and I'm glad the governor learned because I talked to him personally, and he said some things to me that he couldn't stop the lottery. I told him he was wrong. He could. He said the legislation didn't give an authority to. I said it didn't say you could. It didn't say you couldn't. It didn't address it. So as a chief executive, there's some things he should have done. I'm glad to see he's doing them now. But I don't think the legislation was written as flawed as it was interpreted in the end when they gave that contract to KPMG and them Negroes down in Florida who did whatever they wanted, and they ignored Illinois residents. They got Florida people in there getting in line to get licenses over Illinois residents who, regardless of color, and insiders, a guy who worked for KPMG in there in a joint venture with a former police chief who's now dropped out. When the governor see those kinds of things, then he has to make the adjustment because the legislative intent was not met. I'm going to take a quick break. LaShawn, hang in here with me, and we'll be right back on the Ricky Hinton Show with State Representative LaShawn Ford. We'll be right back.
Hey, Smitty, what's up, big dog?
Man, I'm waiting for Bae to come downstairs. I got to take her to Truth Restaurant on Pershing Road to make up. I really screwed up this time.
Well, why don't you buy a couple dozen roses?
Nah.
How about some diamond earrings?
I have to take her to Truth and let her lose her thoughts on those lamb chops, ooh, Italian cuisine, and fine wine. Yeah. You know my baby loves some good food.
Shh, shh, shh. Here she comes. Good luck.
Hi, baby.
Oh, shut
you ready?
Up. Did you call the restaurant to make a reservation?
Yeah, of course I did, baby. I love your hair. Oh, you smell so good, baby. We gonna have fun.
Oh, we gonna have fun.
Oh, that food.
Drive the car. Drive.
Hi, I'm Peyton Wilborn, the owner of Truth Italian Restaurant, located 56 East Pershing Road, right after Dan Ryan. You can also call us at 312-715-8796.
Forgive me, babe.
Could you do something?
And that's the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Hey, Peyton, can we get another round?
Nah, let's just go home.
Check, please.
Ever wonder about the story behind the story? Who are the people you watch delivering the news, filming the scenes, and putting pen to paper to tell the story you read in your morning paper? Tune in to Media Essential Workers on Facebook and YouTube to find out. With constant changes in the Chicago media landscape, one reliable source keeps track of the people bringing you the stories. Media Essential Workers, the premier live stream telling the story of the storytellers. Sunday nights at 7, Like, subscribe, and follow Media Essential Workers to find out about special shows during the week. Hosted by Raza Siddiqui, Media Essential Workers gets the story of the storytellers.
No. All right, all right. Welcome back to the Ricky Hennis Show. We have our special guest, State Representative LaShawn Ford, on the air with us. And he is the sponsor of the trailer bill, the upcoming trailer bill, which would have been right before Thanksgiving, but is now entire session is kicked to January. Give us a call if you want to join in, 773-763-9278, 773-763-9278, especially some of you who are on Facebook saying things, and some of you who told me we should do a show on cannabis. Well, here it is. We have a special guest. We have about 12 more minutes. LaShawn, are you still there?
Yeah, you know, and thanks for having this show. And I think that we have to remember that even having it in January gives the trailer bill a greater chance of passing because, you know, we only need 60 votes.
Ah, I didn't think about that. Ain't God good? Pauly!
Yep.
Everybody, I got to put that in our group text. I've been gone about 12 years, but I forgot about that. Yep. In veto session, you needed 2/3.
Yep.
In regular session in January, we only need 50 plus one. So, that's so important in the Senate. I was going to bring it up because right now, and I know you may not be able to say, but as of a few days ago, we didn't have a sponsor in the Senate. So the groups that I'm involved with, the activist groups, were concerned about the Senate. Now that we only need 30 votes in the Senate, it gets easier.
It gets easier. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it gets easier. 30 in the Senate, 60 in the House. We could do this.
We can do this. State Representative LaShawn Ford. Did you all hear that on Facebook? I love my Facebook listeners and watching and everything. So now, oh, my God. So now I can tell Debbie and Everett and Nakasha and Felicia and Cookie and everybody in our group, you know, Aaron, that we only need 60 votes. And I mean, we only need 50% now. It's going to be easier to do. Oh, Representative, that's great news. One thing that we have been asking for, and then I want to ask you about some other things real quick, that we have been asking for is that they open up and bring in more licenses. Like right now, there's a 110 that's set for 2021, late 21, early 22. And we feel like to increase the pool, to give more people a chance, it would be good if about 75 more licenses were released now. And we spoke to the governor about that as a possibility. Any word one way or the other on how that's looking?
You know, in the work group, Toy Hutchison, you know, she's doing a fantastic job.
The cannabis czar,
she's listening. And as long as, I mean, they're listening. They heard you, and they're hearing everything. And I think that to get 75 more licensed or more to be immediately released is the right thing to do. And I think that that's where we're headed.
I'm so glad to hear that, Toy.
Keep fighting.
I'm so glad.
Don't stop fighting, though.
Right. Now, I told people that. I told them, yeah, we got to keep advocacy. We have to do that on everything. I was telling people even about Biden. They were talking earlier. You got to go to Biden, the black elected officials, backed by the black community, or the black community backed by the black elected officials, if you just talk about black. But if you talk about black and brown and women, you still have to go to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris with an agenda. You still got to tell them what we want. And I'm so glad to hear that Senator Hutchison, now that the cannabis czar is listening, because, you know, we clashed a couple of times. Some things she said I took a difference with early when it first came out. And it is a great thing. But if it's not done right, it's not a good thing. So I'm glad to hear that she's listening to you. I've heard great things. And I'm going to say this publicly, LaShawn, because a lot of people don't do it. They give you your flowers after you're gone. You can't smell them. I told some people the other day, don't, how dare you question something that I said that the state rep told me? Because LaShawn Ford would not lie to us. He's got his kahuna stuck out there, you know, because there's some powerful people who don't want you to fix it. You know, there's some, think about it. The ones who are already in business, they don't want no competition. Come on, we just got to keep it real. They might be great, wonderful people, but who wants competition? If you got a mobile gas station across the street, you don't want an Amoco to open up next door. You know what I mean? So you have your neck stuck way out there for us. And I want people to understand that, because when an elected official sticks their neck out for their constituency, they should be rewarded. When they hide and don't say anything and don't fight for our people, they should be punished. That's why I'm telling everybody, don't say a doggone, I use a stronger language than I use on radio. It did start with D, too. The thing about LaShawn Ford to me, because you don't have to do this, bro. You don't have to be our advocate. You and State Rep. Kathleen Willis have been our main advocates. And I want you to thank her for me today, too. Make sure you tell her how much we appreciate it.
Yeah. Let me tell you also, Senator, that there are like 3 or 4 buckets that we got to remember. I'll start with the bottom.
Go ahead.
Of the bucket. There are going to be people that just submitted bad applications.
They're not going to make it. And we've had that discussion.
They're not
going to
make it.
They're not going to make it. We can't fight for somebody who didn't even try to do it right. I know some who just said, I'm just putting this in. They had their kids do it. I know one had an attorney do it. She told me she didn't know what she was doing. So I get that. Go ahead.
Yeah.
That's one bucket.
So we can't let them start stuff and make it seem like the process is not going to be fair. Then you got the bucket of people that have deficiencies. They have to get an opportunity to cure their deficiencies. And if they have the capacity to cure their deficiencies, they should get in that lottery.
Beautiful.
But you got to remember that if they don't have the ability to cure, then they won't make it.
Right, right.
And then you have people like you with technical problems. We got to make sure that technical problems don't have to worry about going through this, that we do everything we can to help.
And you know why it's so important? You know why it's so important what you just said? Because cannabis was on the ballot in America, and cannabis got elected all across America. They approved cannabis in 5 more states, even in the Dirty South. Everybody know I say the Dirty South. My son and them live down there. That's just a term we black folk use. Down in Mississippi, South Dakota. I had the list. I grabbed the wrong bag that had all the states in there. Now, when you look at the map of America is either green or light green, which means they have medical. And the ones that are dark green have medical and recreational. And we just can't. Everybody's looking at Illinois. So when Toy Hutchinson and Juliana Stratton, our lieutenant governor, go around the country talking about them, Polly just pulled a map up. And Polly, put, if you can, get the 5 states that just, read off the 5 states that just approved cannabis. It's on that map. He's going to pull it up for us, LaShawn. So it's like when alcohol became legal. If it's going to be legal, whether you drink or not, somebody going to be making some money off of it, right? And we went to jail more than anybody else for cannabis. Now it's a chance to make a profit and go into legitimate business nationwide for cannabis. Why can't black, brown people and women be involved? Polly, you got that list for us? Here's Polly.
All right. The 5 states in the most recent election that just legalized marijuana for either recreational or medicinal purposes are New Jersey, who just did recreational.
New Jersey.
Vermont, who, despite sales are not operational, they approved the use of both medical and recreational.
Vermont.
Arizona finally legalized recreational.
Arizona, which also voted Democrat.
And then these are the two that really surprised me. Montana. Which did recreational sales will begin in 2022, but possession and legal use can start in 2021. And South Dakota, which was the first state to ever legalize medicinal and recreational at the same time.
At the same time. Listen, it's coming, and that's why we need you, Representative LaShawn Ford, to get help us get it right in Illinois, and then we can help black and brown and women all over the country. because it's coming. And I think within the next 2 years, it'll be legal nationwide. Biden has even said he would sign it as president. So, LaShawn, I really want to thank you for your great work. I know you don't have a bill number yet. You won't get that till January, right?
That's right. Yeah. And as soon as we get through, once I get approval from y'all, we're gonna file it.
Okay, well, we're gonna make sure. Well, it's one last thing I added on lately, and it was late. I just dreamed about it, and it was, if you're gonna help economic development, why not give a tax break to the smaller dispensaries, the black and brown owned dispensaries, the new people, at least the first couple of years for startup time. I know you just got that. Mm-hmm. So chew that one over. JB, he lost a fair tax. Well, he should do a fair tax for cannabis that he can pass, and we'd all support him on it. State Representative LaShawn for 8th District, right?
That's right.
I appreciate you. And you mentioned our leader in the Senate, Senator Kimberly A. Lightfoot. She's chairman of the Joint Black Caucus, too, right?
That's right. She's chairman and she's majority leader.
Majority leader. So hopefully we can get Kim to come along with us, and they'll all forgive me for battling with Toy for a second. But everybody know I really love Toy. You know, I just can't. Hey. I just got right is right and wrong is wrong. Thank you for coming on, my friend. Anything you want to close with?
All right, thank you.
All right.
Yes, I want to let everybody know that it's so important. This is one of the most emerging economies. And whether you win or lose in this lottery, you need to find a dispensary or a cultivator that you want to invest in so you could be in this business.
Transporter. Yeah, infuser, the people who make the gummies. Yes. You know I'm Pauly, what I'm talking about. Yep. State Representative Ford, thank you so much. And they can always go on your Facebook page or email. How do they reach you? I guess that's what I'm asking.
You know what? I'm on Twitter, Justice4All44. And you can always go on Facebook.
Get that Twitter out one more time.
It's Justice4. And ALL44.
All right.
Justice for All 44.
And on Facebook, State Representative LaShawn Ford, the number one black elected official in Illinois, in my opinion.
All right.
You passed up Danny K. Davis, so you know I'm saying a lot. I'm saying a lot. My man, LaShawn Ford. All right. Thank you, LaShawn. Thank you, listeners. Lil Rick will be back next week. Thank you, everybody. We're sponsored by Truth Italian Restaurant and... he'll be back next week. Thank you, Pauly. Let's go, Bears! Bears, Minnesota. Who gonna win, Pauly?
Oh, I'll say Bears this time.
By three.
I've been going against them all year. I'm gonna say they're gonna beat Minnesota.
Stay tuned right here on WCBT. More good programming coming up. Bye. On the west side.